News, I'm Gene Randall. A truck convoy today carried civilians away from the last area of Syria still controlled by Islamic State militants. At least 8 vehicles carried evacuees from the town of Baghouz. It is not clear how many were able to leave. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have given Islamic State fighters what they say is a final warning to surrender before they carry out a final offensive. UN human rights officials said earlier they were concerned that 200 families were holed up in Baghouz and that ISIS fighters were actively preventing women and children from leaving. U.S. President Donald Trump insists he is well within his rights to declare a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border without the approval of Congress. 16 states have filed suit claiming he has no such right. When he announced the national emergency, Mr. Trump said he expected to lose the initial legal fights over the declaration, but predicted he would prevail in the U.S. Supreme Court. California was among the first states announcing it would challenge the president's declaration. The result, some say, is a case of White House political payback. AP's Mike Gracia has more on that.
The Trump administration plans to cancel $929 million awarded for the high-speed rail project that California Governor Gavin Newsom says he plans to scale back. In addition, the administration wants California to return to the federal government $2.5 billion already spent on the project. California filed on behalf of 16 states the legal challenge to President Trump's emergency declaration to pay for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Newsom calls the administration's clawback move political retribution by the president, and he vows to fight for the money. I'm Mike Gracia.
Bernie Sanders has become the latest in a growing list of Democrats hoping to wear his party's banner in the 2020 presidential election. Sanders, in 2016, lost a hard-fought nomination battle with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has summoned the Catholic Church leaders from around the world for a teaching week on how to deal with cases of sex abuse by members of the clergy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Many Catholic Church leaders around the world continue to protect the Church's reputation by denying that priests abuse children and by discrediting victims. Now, Francis is bringing together some 190 presidents of bishops' conferences, religious orders and Vatican offices for lectures and workshops on preventing sex abuse in their churches, tending to victims and investigating abuse. Survivors will be meeting with summit organisers and the bishops themselves ahead of the unique meeting starting Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Uganda's ruling party has endorsed President Yoweri Museveni as its candidate for the 2021 elections. The decision to nominate the 74-year-old Museveni comes after Parliament approved legislation in 2017 to repeal the presidential age limit of 75, which was upheld by Uganda's Constitutional Court. Museveni has been in power since 1986, and his rule has been marked by accusations of corruption, human rights violations, and poor social services. His likely challenger for a new 5-year term is pop singer-turned-politician, best known as Bobby Wine. Opposition leader and self-declared interim Venezuelan President Juan Guaido has promised that humanitarian aid will begin flowing into his country on Friday, but it is still unclear how. The country's military, which is still loyal to President Nicolas Maduro, has so far prevented tons of supplies being stored in Colombia from getting into Venezuela, where they are so desperately needed. The United States has warned the army to let the aid cross the border bridge at Cucuta, Colombia. 6 Citgo company executives, 5 of them U.S. citizens, have been in jail for 15 months in Venezuela in what their families say are inhumane conditions. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
On the weekend before Thanksgiving 2017, 6 top Citgo executives were called to Caracas by the head of Venezuela's state-run oil company for an emergency meeting. Once there, they were arrested by the government under Nicolas Maduro. 5 of the 6 are Americans, including Tomeo Vidal. His daughter, Christina Vidal, says they are determined to get him and the others released.
My father is staying strong for us, and we are not going to stop, and we're not going to give up until we can bring him home.
The 6 are being kept in a cell with some 80 other prisoners. They have seen their preliminary hearing postponed a dozen times. Maduro also purged the state-run oil company, sending dozens to jail, including its president, who died in custody. I'm Tim McGuire.
Gene Randall, VOA News.